Yes. Oh, please. Come on in. Make yourself comfortable. I'll just close the door here. So, would you like a glass of water? Maybe some tea? All right. I have green tea. I have mint. Oh, green is good? Okay. Well, let me get that for you. You know, I think I'll have one too. There we are. Well, I'm glad to see you. I've been keeping track of you since you joined us here at the Academy, and yes, I know that's my job as school counselor, but I've been somewhat extra fascinated with your trajectory here. No, you're not in trouble. You can relax, I promise. I want you to feel comfortable and open in my office. It's always difficult to transition to a new school, but you seem to be making real strides regardless, and I'm thrilled to see you've hit the ground running in your studies. You know, all of your teachers, without exception, have remarked on your exceptional qualities as a student. You're attentive, engaged. You help the other students. I must say, I'm proud of you. I can tell you're going to achieve great things as long as you maintain that focus. Then why did I call you into my office this afternoon? Well, yes. Oh, I got my glasses so fogged up. Just a moment. Let me see. Okay, there we go. I can see you now. Yes. Okay, the reason I brought you here. You see, I had a young woman in here yesterday who I believe you know rather well. You seem to be spending an increasing amount of time with. And, well, normally I don't like to pry into the personal lives of our students here at the Academy. It's also part of my job, and it just so happens I take a special interest in the success of our brightest students, such as this young woman, and such as yourself. Now, her and I had a conversation that it's been difficult to get out of my mind ever since, and I'm not going to go into full detail except to say that she did, vividly. It was quite shocking, to be honest, and once she began talking about you, well, something came over her, something I recognize, but haven't seen in quite some time. A trance-like state, you could say, centered around an obsessive impulse. I think you know what I'm talking about. No. Don't feel embarrassed. It's okay. Really. Look at me. Hey, look at me. I'm not upset with you. No, I'm not going to tell your parents. This is strictly confidential. In fact, I'm hoping to tell you something that I think maybe we could just keep between us as well. You know, in my role as counselor, it is my responsibility to see to it that our students have clearly defined goals and all the tools needed to succeed. And I hope that I've helped you feel welcome and supported, but I must also be on the lookout for other possible obstacles that may prevent you from living up to your highest potential. Now, what I want to explore today is not something I've ever brought up with a student before, but you see, it's a rare situation when the tool a student needs help with is his gorgeous cock. That's right. She told me about your rendezvous after class, before class, between classes. Yeah, she confessed everything. You know, you really have her under your spell. When she talks about you, when she talks about taking you, she's like a whole other person. No longer that disciplined, wholesome, and scholarly little student. She becomes the drooling, squirming, blushing little cum slut that you've turned her into. Yeah, with a little encouragement, she sat in that very chair and described to me her new diet. I mean, good Lord, kid, you're practically a smoothie stand. She said she hasn't touched her lunch in weeks. Now, normally, I wouldn't make this any of my concern. Besides the very naughty business of you two having intercourse on campus, this is all normal, very healthy behavior. Except you aren't normal, are you? The sheer volume she describes and the prowess. You have her addicted, young man. Her teachers are starting to take notice, and her grades are slipping, and, well, that's why I've really brought you in today. I believe I might just have a perfect solution that will help everyone stay focused on their studies and their bright, bright futures. Okay, so my plan is that from now on, you and I will have a standing appointment every day. You are too valuable a student to just let slide into sexual addiction, and your seed is too powerful for any of these young women to handle at this stage in their development. Now, I know I'm quite a bit older, and I may not be your type, but, oh, what's that? You think I'm beautiful? Oh, sweetie. That is so kind. Well, I did wear this blouse for you today, knowing I was going to see you. And getting a sense from your friend's stories that you have a thing for cleavage. Yeah, it's okay. Here, let me take off this jacket. Yeah, there we go. I'll adjust them for you too. You have a nice view now. As you can see, I also forgot to wear my brassiere today. No, that's not true. I just wanted to show you how turned on I am. You see? My nipples. They're so hard. That's what thinking about your little girlfriend's stories does to me, sweetie. That and well, it gets my pussy just soaked. Oh, honey, I'm not gonna just tease you. Don't worry. Our appointments are only 20 minutes long. We really need to get to work and drain those balls before the next bell. So, you just relax, and I will come right over there. That's good. I'm going to walk right in front of you on the floor and down onto my knee. This is a sight you'll get used to, I hope. This is my place now for you, sweetie. Here, close to that. Oh my God.
Holy shit, kid, are you kidding me? Look at that head. Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness, it looks so... yummy. Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's growing, isn't it, sweetie? Oh, it's so good. Your big, juicy heart on just flexing in my mouth. In my mouth. I'm gonna have some fun with you, Ken. I can see what she loves about this stick, honey. It's so responsive. Look how stiff it gets when I run my tongue up and down the shaft. So gorgeous. Let me just... drunk it with all the slippery spit. That's it. He really likes it, doesn't he? You're so hard. Time to pop that head right back in my mouth. Oh, baby, my glasses are getting so foggy. I need to clean them so you can see my eyes as I bring this big cock off. Okay. Let me see how far down I can take it. Shall we? Oh my God. I love it when you hold my head down on it like that, sweetie. Go ahead. Help me take an even deeper breath. Baby, it's coming to the end of our session. Are you getting close? Here, stand up and fuck your counselor's pretty face. Let it out, baby. Fuck my mouth and get all of your hot cum out. Oh, fuck me. Oh, come for me. Come, baby. thank God. Oh, yes. All over my face. All over my face. Oh, my God. You're so naughty. Oh, get out that nut, sweetie. That's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, my glasses. I've never been covered in so much cum. Oh, you shot a whole cup down my throat, too, you stud. This is a good idea. This is a great idea. So, from now on, I expect to see you in my office every day, young man. So your cum slut counselor can drain those juicy balls and you can keep your head in your studies when it's not in my mouth. Now get along to class. I'll clean up here. Look at all that cum on my glasses. Let me just lick it up. So thick and sweet. I'm gonna be looking forward to our next session. Very, very much.